This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Harmony Waikato. And I'm just looking at Mike here, and he's looking frustrated because he thought he was going to play something for us.
But I was. We usually lean straight in with music.
But never mind.
I know, your need for
it's
affirmation
almost Valentine's
and approval.
Day, and you can be
your need to be heard and understood.
Yes. How about you play something for us, Mike?
Okay, I'll do that.
Why didn't you do it before? Well,
you could turn the music up and then we can hear it.
No, we want you to turn the music up.
Down kept calling who? You in my arms, you with all of your charms, I knew what my heart said was true. It is you that I love every morning. Your smiling face is always on my mind. And it's you that I see in the sunset's golden glow. Yes, it's you. My own sweet Valentine, I hear the wind as it whispers your own sweet name. I see the twinkling of the stars in your eyes. Your lips put to shame the red. Your kiss is sweeter than honey fresh from the comb. It's you that I love every morning. Your smiling face is always on my mind. And it's you that I see sunset's golden glow. Yes, it's you, my darling, my own sweet Valentine.
Well, that was interesting.
That might give you a clue as to what we're doing today.
What are we doing today?
We're doing some music, yay. Oh. in relation to Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is, of course, on the 14th of February, which is next Saturday.
Well.
So, there you go.
Yeah. Are you going to do something special for Valentine's Day?
Sleep.
Oh, okay.
But it's Saturday, so, you know, those people who are young and foolish can go out and party.
Yeah. Yeah. You're supposed to be with your loved one.
Yes.
Right.
And then Sunday morning, you leave your loved ones and get back to the wife and kids. No, I'm kidding.
That's enough of that.
It's a very old David Frost joke. So, in special for Valentine's Day, we're getting ready. It's not Valentine's Day today, of course. So today you can get prepared. You can get your music ready so you can serenade your loved ones. Sing to them, or you can play the music we're going to play for you, which might be preferable to some of the people I know. So, moving along. That was a chap called Adam Lefebvre. F-E-B-V-R-E. How you pronounce that?
There were four of them. I saw them.
I know. Yes, quads, I think. All the same person. The value of modern technology. That came out in 2023, so it's fairly old-fashioned in its style.
Yes.
But quite a cool little song, My Own Sweet Valentine.
Yeah.
So we moved to someone that we know, and that is a guy named Tim Warwick.
Oh, Tim.
Tim, yes.
Good old
dear
Tim.
Old Tim, etc. Yeah. So. This is one called A Wish. A Wish, subtitled Valentine. It's from Tim Tracks. It's from jazz pianist Fred Hirsch. Came out in 2013 from his Allen album Lullabies.
Well, great for Tim.
Do, do. comes from someone I adore, and yet it seems you are the focus of my dreams. I only wish that I could be your Valentine. Took my breath away. The sun broke through the moment I laid eyes on you. Oh, how I wish that I could be your Valentine. Silently away. Somehow I miss the chance to say. It must be clearer now than day, though there'll be songs and poems lovelier than mine. Oh, how I wish that I could be your Valentine. I could be.
Good old Tim Warrick.
Yes.
Fantastic voice, that guy.
Isn't it cool that so far we've had 2 four-part songs and only 2 people singing it?
Right.
I think it would be really cool, this is to the MRH guys, if we were to do that tag. Wouldn't that be cool? It's a lovely tag.
It is a lovely tag.
There you go,
tag.
Harley.
Yeah.
Your challenge.
If only we could have the tenors and leads and baritones sing in tune.
Yes. well, it's called My Wish, or A Wish, I guess, so it's appropriate for that song. Moving on, I found when I start looking for songs online, or for themes online, it's amazing what you find. So I started looking for Valentine themes, and I came across this song, which came out in 2013 from Pentatonix.
Ah.
And there was about 2 years after they formed, because they formed in 2011, won the 3rd season of the sing-off that year. And this was one that they brought out a couple of years later, and it's simply called Valentine.
Oh.
I will be friendly, be mine. So I'm going to be terrified. Please don't be so shy. So will you never be my lover or my Valentine? Never be a friend of mine, never see my bad side. Maybe you'd be terrified of all the secrets you are wishing you won't ever find. Kiss deep inside me. Pick it fast like a fly, far away from here.
Fly away. feel at home whenever you are near.
Pentatonix, wasn't that cool? Soft and mellow, just like me. For Valentine's Day.
No, beautifully done. And very, very early Pentatonix arrangement.
Indeed, indeed. R.B. Kaplan before Kevin joined them, etc. So, when you think of Valentine's songs, what's one that kind of comes to mind that is a classic that everyone knows?
My Funny Valentine.
That would be the one. Kirby Shaw arrangement. It was original Rodgers and Hart song, which came out, gosh, 1937, I think it was. over 600 people have done that song. Covered it.
Good grief.
There's actually a movie came out last year called Blue Moon, which is a fictitious rendition of, because Lorenz Hart was an alcoholic, basically.
Right.
So he and Richard Rodgers fell out. Richard Rodgers and Rodgers and Hammerstein got together and brought out Oklahoma.
Right.
And I gather that Lorenz Hart went to the opening of, there's no record that they actually met, so it's a kind of fictitious evocation, is that the right word? Of that.
Yep.
So Ethan Hawke is apparently very good in it. Slow moving, but yeah, cool movie to go and see. So My Funny Valentine, been around for a long time, etc. And this is quite a cool, I couldn't find out actually who did this. It's just a multi-track version is all it says. So, that's not the one.
Oh, well.
So, here we go.
Here we go.
Multi-track arrangement, which you can pull apart and learn to sing. Yay.
Change in my head.
Funny Valentine. Kirbyshaw arrangement. Kirbyshaw, of course, is well known. You could probably find the music arrangement for that online, I would think.
Yeah. That was a nice rendition.
Obviously made famous by Frank Sinatra, probably more than anyone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, cool. You have some news.
I have some news, yes. Now, do you know Manu Matatahi?
I've heard of them.
Yeah. Who are they?
They are a chorus.
Yes.
That sings songs.
They're a mixed youth chorus, and they are current New Zealand champions.
They are.
And they are hoping to go to the States to compete internationally in late June. And so they're holding one or two fundraisers. The first one that's coming up is this coming Wednesday. And it's a pub quiz. Now, you were into pub quizzes, Mike, because you kind of know everything, don't you?
No. That's my wife. You've got us confused.
At 6 o'clock at the Cook in Hamilton East. So a pub quiz fundraiser for Manu Matatahi. And then on the Sunday, the 8th of March, if I can find the correct... Yes, it is. It's on the 8th of March at 3 p.m. out at Cambridge at the Woolshed, which is part of Te Awa Retirement Village. The Manu Matatahi and Mighty River Harmony and probably a whole lot of quartets will be giving a concert.
No,
and that,
I think so.
Too, is a fundraiser. So
absolutely.
Well, things well with attending and supporting.
Those things are worth thinking about. Put your teeth back in, Richard. Come on.
I'll take them out and drop it with you.
We only keep a mind out of cruelty. So, moving on. So, be there. It will be fun. Certainly the quiz night is coming up this coming Wednesday. I will certainly be there. We have a table, so we will be there and have some fun.
At the Cook.
At the Cook. Indeed.
In Hamilton East.
Indeed. It's the only place to be. Coming back to Valentine, this is quite a cool, it's a little bit more upbeat. This is a song that's simply called Valentine. it's an arrangement by a chap named Jacob Navarrete. It's from the group Train, the pop group. They're a kind of rock pop group called Train. They came out, they've been going since 1993, basically. They've been around a long time from San Francisco. This is from their album, their 10th album in 2017. The album is called A Girl, A Bottle and A Boat.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
I think quite appropriate for a Valentine song. So, yeah. Here we go with Valentine.
The mind boggles. Well, we've got 5 minutes to go.
Isn't that cool? Well, in that case, we have to play another one. But I love some of the album names for these. So if you like the last one, you'll love this one. This is a song called My Valentine, Paul McCartney wrote. And brought out one of his solo albums in 2011. The album was called Kisses on the Bottom. There's a chap named Julian Neal, four-part solo barbershop singer. Gotta love it. My Valentine.
What if it rained? We didn't care. She said that someday soon the sun was gonna shine. And she was right. Appeared a love so fine, love so fine.
My Valentine, Valentine, and I will love her for life, and I will never let a day go by without remembering the reasons why she makes me certain that I can fly, can fly.
And so I do, without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine, and certain that I can fly, can fly. And so I do,
without a care. I know that someday soon the sun is gonna shine,
and she'll be there.
This
my Valentine,
she'll be there, this love of mine, she's my Valentine.
The lovely My Valentine.
Yes.
Paul McCartney. So that's almost the end of our show.
Almost, yes.
Almost, etc. So I found one other, which we'll do as our outro. The last one, you might not hear all of it, but I Googled this, and Google told me that Ed Sheeran has not done a song about Valentine's Day or about Valentine's.
Uh-huh.
So this song doesn't exist on Google. It was brought out last year on YouTube. Ed Sheeran singing You're My Valentine.
Oh, good on him.
I thought so. Not a cappella, but I'm sure we're going to enjoy it. So enjoy next week, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Don't forget
Melody lost, a heart well worn. Then you came like a quiet song, singing the words where they once felt wrong. Your hands traced the cracks I tried to hide, turned all my shadows into light.
If love.
Indeed, here you are, Rowena, Nathan, 1780.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.